After a traumatic day for communities battling bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland yesterday, authorities say conditions have improved, but that the danger hasn't passed. Strong winds and high temperatures fueled the flames, destroying homes and forcing residents to flee their homes. David Sparks reports.
There was very little that residents in the northern New South Wales town of Rapville near Casino could do but flee as fire engulfed their homes.
We were inside and the flames were coming underneath the door and it was crazy. It was intense. It was really bad. Like, I thought I was going to die. I messaged my mum saying I love you and all that.
Still in shock, they arrived at the evacuation centre, still covered in soot.
I got nothing. Worked hard for a lot of my stuff and now it's all gone. I've only got what's on me and me dog.
It's believed up to 30 homes and buildings may have been destroyed or damaged across northern New South Wales. The Mayor of Tenterfield, Peter Petty, says it's not the first time the town has been under threat this fire season.
Well, our poor old town of Tenterfield should be pretty well right now. We've had burning on the south and the north and the west. But anyway, just can't believe that it just keeps happening.
He says he's never seen conditions like this before.
We're facing a drought that we've never seen before. And it's not only Tenterfield, it's right across the tablelands. No one's ever seen the condition of this country, you know, in the state it's in at the moment.
Nearly 700 firefighters have been fighting blazes across northern New South Wales. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Superintendent Michael Brett is one of them.
Some of the areas were just too dangerous for crews to get into. And, you know, until that fire situation starts to abate, it's just still too dangerous in some areas to go in.
Temperatures have dropped this morning and winds have eased, but the fires still cover thousands of hectares and will take a lot of work to put out.
First thing this morning is we'll have an aircraft go up and start doing some recon around the area and just see where there's fire that's still of major concern that we'll put our attentions with the aircraft we have there on the ground in Casino.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Deputy Commissioner is Rob Rogers.
We've got a lot of firefighters and we're going to be working very hard to try and get containment on these fires. We've got a few days of milder conditions and obviously firefighters will use that. But it is fair to say these firefighters have been at it for weeks and weeks and they are getting tired.
North of the border, crews in southeast Queensland have also been fighting several fires. More than 100 people were forced to spend last night in an evacuation centre in Laidley, west of Brisbane, where one home was destroyed. Lockyer Valley Mayor Tanya Milligan says the Laidley fire was unexpected.
There's been something like 10,000 hectares that have been burnt. And bear in mind the fire that was out at Glenrock, that commenced around 19th of September and had been managed by the fireys. And then, you know, what happened in Laidley was just unexpected. The disaster coordinator and I were coming back from the fire that was out at the Glenrock Mount Sylvia area. And then I was actually called to say, you do know there's a fire at Napier Street in Laidley.
It's Lockyer Valley Mayor Tanya Milligan ending that report from David Sparks and Julia Holman.